and fellow adventurers, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our big number level and above. Wolf, Rock Jedi, Blarnimus Slump, Thunder Mammoth, Elisa Ellie, Das Chris, Fizzgig, Dickie Lopez, Carnifex, Alex K, Mordine, Doma Elaka, Dr. Grinnace, Forevermore, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Tree Hugger, and Darren W. And a huge thanks to all of our listeners and everybody on our Patreon. All of you are amazing and the reason that this show can keep going. And now a recap of Session 76. After finally defeating Soro for good, we decide to stay in Carrick for the night. The next morning, Opper shows up where we're at and wraps up plot points over breakfast. He tells us that his aunt, Est fucking Tessa, is the mayor of Willowside. We could do a circus there, and it's near the next tower. How convenient. We make our way back to the circus outside Durpin Row. We stop off and try and reincarnate Tanner, but his soul ain't home. We finally put a show on in Durpin Row, and it's a success. Dingo Dre decides to join us. We sail over to Willowside to find that, of course, they're starving because they can't grow food. We meet a trickster flautist named Miri, who is adorable. Perhaps predictably, we come across some dinosaur tracks. We follow them for a bit and then soon move on to running because apparently some dude is being attacked by plants. We roll up to see three huge plants, one of them devouring a man. We launch into combat. Peach Pie, Jeb, and this dude get swallowed, but are never in too much danger as the plants are rapidly destroyed. We all stand covered in their chlorophylly entrails.
The man that the wizard was cleaning off with his prestidigitation, getting some of that plant acid off of him, stands up in front of you. He is a middle-aged man, human, bushy, brown beard, wearing a... David, do you know what kind of hat that is?
Well, it's a Robin Hood hat is what I always think of it.
That is a Robin Hood hat.
I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's got a feather in it and everything.
It's called a bicocket.
A bicocket.
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 Can we say that instead of fuck it from now on? Just bicocket.
Bicocket.
The man is thin. I'm not going to say he looks like sickly or emaciated or anything, but you know, he looks like he's probably on a really slim diet.
Looks like a nervous fellow.
And when he stands up, he introduces himself. He says, thanks so much for the help there. I guess kind of got myself in a little bit over my head. My name's Gristarn Vrick.
Are Peach Pie and Jeb back yet?
Yeah, you could be by this point.
Okay, we walk up and I still have huge fangs and claws.
How are you?
I say with a mouthful of fangs.
That's a little scary.
Oh, don't worry. That's just Peach Pie. I'm Moonlight. This is the wizard. That's Jeb. And that's Turtle, the tiger.
Hello, everybody.
What were you doing with those plants? Why were you there?
The hunting around Willowside is sparse lately, yes. I found a small rabbit coming through here, and it seemed as though I stumbled upon giant flytrap lair.
Well, if you need some food, I'm sure we have some with our wagons.
I've got something packed. And we're not starving. It's just
You chased a thin rabbit into a den of flytraps. I assume that you are starved.
Well, he kind of like looks up and up to the left and scratches the back of his neck. Well, I'm not going to say that we're great. Who we make by? You all must be the circus that the mayor's been talking so much about.
What gave it away?
Probably the clown makeup on the big fellow over there, but the tie-dye robe on this fellow and the large cat that isn't clawing my face off and the very well-spoken Leshy.
Well, yes, we are the Circus of Wayward Wonders.
Off in the distance, back from the road, you hear a lot of commotion, a lot of clapping and hoorays. There was a big ooh and ah at the disintegrate, and when Jeb fell and hit the floor, they were all laughing. It was a pretty comical scene.
Yes, I'm sure it was. Man almost died, but it was comical.
There's this interesting thing that you see happening from the road. A lot of the circus troupe, the performers, are cheering you on, and you see a lot of explaining occurring, like the professor explaining to some of the maybe local townsfolk that, oh, they, you know, these are heroes. They do this all the time. You can see pride almost from the professor as he's explaining it to the people on the road.
So, I say again, sir, we have some food if you need it, and we are headed towards town.
I can offer medical attention.
Oh, yes, I suppose that would probably be helpful.
And we got drugs. Well, he does.
I pull out a polypurpose panacea. Take this if you'd like to feel better.
It'll at least make you forget how you feel.
I'll pass on the drugs. I'll also pass on the food. I appreciate your generosity, but I will follow you back to town on the road.
Would you perhaps like a flower? And I hold out a flower to him.
Oh, he's gonna get him.
he's like, are you good? Sure. And he reaches out to grab
it. It squirts him in the face.
Okay.
Right. Moonlight was trying to subtly like make hand gestures, but he didn't see it.
I should have seen that coming. And he grabbed, you know, the edge of his tattered coat, and he kind of like wipes.
Oh, I hand him a hanky. Would you like a hanky?
And he looks at it. I've got it. And he goes and he wipes his face.
Peach Pie's rain cloud turns on.
He means well, but we are circus folk. And then Moonlight will turn to the Wiz and be like, I suppose we probably lost our dinosaur.
There is a dinosaur?
Oh, yeah, that's... I was tracking that thing, that's right.
Let's just go to town.
If you all get back on the road and begin the trek into town, it doesn't take too long, you're maybe about halfway. It's only roughly a mile into town on the pier road. In front of you, you see a city. And Willowside isn't a small town. You can see it from in the distance. It's a decent size. There's the main road that you're getting into now, and you find that there are farms that are outlined immediately around town. They look dry, and it looks like they're having a difficult time growing crops. There are some things there, but they're yellowed, and they're pretty withered. You get into town. You know generally who you're looking for. Estessa Vandy, the aunt of the no longer cursed Opper Vandy. The houses here are well made. They look like they are well maintained. The streets are clean. You certainly see groups of people gathered around and talking heartily to one another. Being in the town, the atmosphere has a very clear small town vibe to it, which is accentuated and brought out by the fact that as the circus passes through town, everybody pays attention to it as they're going. They're in their conversation with each other, sparks up. Oh, I see the circus is in town. Oh, look, looks like they've got fire jugglers. Is that dog talking to that bearded man? And things like that. It does not take long for a middle-aged woman to run up to you as you get to the town square. Estessa is a handsome woman. She has that
handsome
salt and pepper.
Woman.
Salt and pepper.
That was used a lot. It's used a lot in the Victorian book.
Handsome woman. No.
Handsome woman.
No. It is. It's used a lot.
It is a very common phrase.
Okay, so I'm good. I'm a go for that one.
Yeah.
I'll check with my wife on that one later. She runs out into the square to greet you. She runs right up to Moonlight.
Hello, Moonlight. Yes. My name is Estessa.
Ah, greetings, Estessa. Yes, I am Moonlight.
So happy that you're here. So happy that you're here.
Yes, we heard your citizens could use a pick-me-up.
Yes. In fact,
she directs behind her and points to this large stage in the middle of town.
I had the stage put up some time ago to host some events of larger caliber, musicians and storytellers and the like. Keeping people's spirits up is very important and good for the town. Although the stage, probably not big enough for your big top. Opper gave me some rough dimensions from when he went to your show. Not nearly big enough, but more than happy to advertise here during your time. I have a place just outside of town, north of here, actually. Perfect spot. And I think you'll find that the people are very excited for your show.
Huh. Very good. It's good to have the people excited for our show. The last couple of places have been, at least the leaders of those towns, have been less so.
The Carrotgrange people can get a little finicky. They're farmer folk, and you know, it's difficult to get them to spend money on something that isn't...
Yes, if I hear one more thing about the Lumber Consortium or whatever it was called.
Ah, yes, yes. I understand that Commissioner Ickner gave you some hard times.
Yes. Your nephew ended up paying for some stuff for us, actually.
Oh, good. Good for him. You can't have the people pushing around good entertainment like yourselves. Please, would you like me to escort you to the site, the circus? I have arrangements for rooms. We have the Hooked Inn you could go to stay at. I have rooms, a block of rooms set aside for you all there.
For who?
The performers.
All of them?
I guess I didn't get an exact number. I could talk
to... We have
to...
a fair number of them now.
Oh, we'll work that out. We'll work that out. It's... She looks up. Just past midday, we've got a little bit of time.
Okay.
I feel like probably most of our performers feel like their wagons are their homes, and would they really want to go to a hotel?
I was going to say,
or maybe they would for something special.
Even Moonlight was like, I don't know if we want to stay away from our animals, all of our stuff.
It's a good offering for the people, and I think some of them might be excited about it. In fact, the professor might pipe up and say... I can't imagine that there aren't a few of the performers that would like the luxury of a fine feather bed. Thank you, Miss Vandy.
I feel like if some of the performers want to sleep at the hotel, we could bring some of their equipment to the stage that's in the center town center, and they could put on little performances just to kind of get people hyped up for the big show.
There you go. Well, I really, truly would like to get you all up and performing as soon as possible. How quickly do you think that you could be ready for your first performance?
Jep?
3 days.
3 days.
3 days!
3 days to prep for the circus.
3 days. Fantastic. I've already given the people a lot of anticipation starting to go into this. So... Yeah, she's really excited to get you started. You could probably see some on the stage. She's been putting up some flyers saying that you all are on your way. She's been spreading word throughout the town. The circus starts with an anticipation of 25. You can still purchase advertisements, and you have one opportunity to engage in the promote the circus downtown activity. And there's a secret bonus if you can figure out what add-ons for this next show.
Food? They want fucking food. We give them some goddamn pretzels.
Confections.
All right. What would you guys like to do? Do you have any questions for Estessa? Do you want to just go set up? How do you want the next 3 days to play out?
Oh, we should probably ask her some shit about being heroes.
Dinosaurs.
Do you have any Aeon Towers in the area?
Oh, yes, I had mentioned that. Yes, in fact, there is one several miles out of town. It's quite a trek to get there.
Yes, we're used to that.
Oh, well, okay.
We travel. We are a traveling circus.
I suppose you are.
Do you know anything about the tower?
What? Oh, no, absolutely not. Way too far away to be of any real direct concern.
Have any books about the tower? Any histories?
I am absolutely certain that we could find something in the town hall records.
I'd like those.
We just really like to study these towers. We've visited everyone we've come to.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah,
usually
yeah, we
killed some Zelgas on the way, but...
Do some more now.
Kill Zelgas.
Oh, Zelgas.
Troglodytes, you know.
Smelly guys.
I mean, Abba said a few things, but...
Have you seen any of those in the area?
There have been reports of people seeing dinosaurs in the area.
But, like, the town hasn't been under siege or anything yet?
No. Oh, goodness, no. No, no, goodness, no. Perhaps people could, you know, have seen tracks outside of town and things of that nature, but no.
Yes, we did see some, but we had to go save...
Guy.
What's his face?
Name's Guy now.
That's the G. Gustav or something like that.
Gristarn.
Yes, Gristarn. Gustav.
Guy.
Something like that. I don't know.
Griston is one of the rangers from around town. Well, out of town.
He was being eaten by some Venus flytraps. They were huge.
Oh, goodness. Is he okay?
Yes. He is now.
Good. Arpa did say that you had the pension for heroics, which is fantastic. But we're here for your performance. Right now, the town of Willowside is very safe.
Except for the issue with the fields and stuff, correct? Poor harvest?
Well, let's go ahead and get you settled in, yeah? She looks around awkwardly, looking for a way out of the conversation. She tries to strike up something with Peach Pie. So you must be Peach Pie. I heard a lot about you.
Hello.
Yeah, yes. And Arpa just absolutely loved you. You must be Bernard.
Yes, hello. My name's Bernard.
Oh, you're just adorable. Can I shake your little hand?
Oh, of course. I'd be delighted to.
She grabs it and pinches it between her fingers and she lets out a little... I love it. It's fantastic. Thank you, Bernard. So, what do you all do in the circus? I mean, obviously, you're a clown. Sorry. I didn't mean to. If that was offensive at all.
It's okay. I'm a clown.
But really, they're heroes.
Yes. You really like the heroics part, Bernard.
Yes, that's... I think somehow, philosophically, why I exist.
Oh, wow. That's quite deep for a little rainbow squirrel.
It is. It's very deep and strange and interesting.
Fantastic. Do you want to cuddle?
I've never been asked that before, but yes!
Take a couple of pitch on my shoulder.
He does.
And she just, like, shelters him into her hands and in the nook of her neck and shoulder, and she just, like, starts petting and, like, humming softly to Bernard.
This is not as high up as Beach Pie, but my goodness, this is nice.
Moonlight makes a sense motive on this chick. She's acting weird. I get a 21.
Probably still fine.
She's just really trying to not talk about the food shortage problem. She's trying to talk about getting you all set up for the town's entertainment.
So what kind of things would the town like? We've got beer, food, binoculars...
Well, I certainly say that any sort of refreshments and confections would certainly be well received. I don't know if they have any specific preference. They have been seeing a lot of music and bards recently, the storytellers and the like. There have been some dancers. There was a troupe of Desnan singers that had made their way through town not too long ago. They made their way up to Fortune's Hall. There's a theater hall, a gambling den, if you will, just outside the bounds of Willowside jurisdiction. Gambling isn't necessarily legal here, but they have made accommodations in the past. They send carriages into town. People go out and have a good time and get brought back.
Just curious, what other things are not legal in this town?
What? Oh, specifically?
Yes.
I mean, I could hand you a charter.
Like, alcohol must be okay. What about drugs and stuff like that?
Well, we certainly follow many of the laws and guidelines of Absalom, as we get many resources from Absalom. So your obvious ones, Pesh, opium, and she just starts listing drugs. It's basically everything above Pesh. But no polypurpose panacea, obviously.
Yeah, can't be illegal if nobody knows about it.
I am a little concerned about the question. Do you have people who sell drugs in your circus?
Just looking at things that are illegal, just in case there are people around that do stuff. We don't want to run afoul of any of your laws.
Ah, well,
you know these artistic types. They're always using substances.
Moonlight's trying to skirt it, and Peach Pie just... Jumped right into it.
Yeah, but we're not selling. I didn't say anything about selling them.
Well, I just have heard stories of the bard stars of Absalom and their adventures in the city. I can turn a blind eye to good entertainment and whatever you do inside of the camp. Not in sight of the town and the public. Look, I'm not looking for reasons to fine you and arrest you. I'm looking for reasons to keep you here to entertain us. So if you need to take drugs in order for that to happen, go ahead. Please don't sell any to the populace, though.
Yes, we're just looking to not make any trouble over here.
Fantastic.
Is that a side eye at Peach Pie I just saw?
More like Mr. Bubbles. Or
yeah,
Bubbles. More like Bubbles. Not Mr. Bubbles, but Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles.
Well then, I guess we should head to the site. I suppose we're probably walking as we have this conversation.
That's kind of been my assumption.
So yeah. I don't really probably need to say that.
You're having the conversation as you're walking along, and you make your way to the circus site. It's really not very far outside of town, but it's a cleared spot. It looks like it's been mowed and even tamped down. And there's a big sign staked into the ground, reserved for Circus of Wayward Wonders, written on it. And she says, here you are. I hope this is enough room.
Were you worried somebody else was going to take the space?
What? Oh, actually, one of the teenagers put that up. They are very excited to see you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I will leave you to it. If you go to the Hooked Inn tonight, just let them know who you are, and the innkeep will take care of you. If you have any questions about town or anything like that, I'll be at Town Hall, and let me know if you have any questions.
You hear a...
Oh.
Excuse me.
Is he sleeping?
May I have my squirrel back, please?
Oh, of course, of course. She kind of, like, offers up Bernard from her shoulder.
I'll gently pick him up. Thank you.
Very nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you also.
She turns and walks away.
Anyway, we start to set up the circus and we do preparation for the show.
All right.
And during that time, we are researching the tower.
Yes.
About an hour after Estessa makes her leave, a group of three men swagger. I don't know how else to describe it. They just strut right up to where you're setting up.
Oh my.
And
oh my.
These three men, the man out front has a big long sword at his hip, a bow with quivers, a completely open bare-chested shirt with just like the barest hint of a leather vest there.
This man is well oiled.
He is well oiled. He looks hale and hearty. He's a handsome looking man.
Well, are we sure, man? I see a little bit pointy there. I'm thinking half elf.
Oh, well, I see that. I see that.
I could see half elf.
The wizard's going to give you a society check and he can tell you it's a human.
Okay.
As these people swagger up, Moonlight looks at him and goes, "You're not bandits, are you? That didn't go very well with the last ones."
Bandits? No. Actually, I came to here to ask you some questions. My name's Lederick Banyan. These are the Banyan boys.
The Bandit boys? What?
The Banyan boys.
Bandit boys.
Banyan
boys?
He goes and just like sits down casually on a wooden crate nearby. You're kind of mouthy for a little leshy, aren't you?
Oh, this is going to go well.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I guess I didn't really expect too much more from the circus folk in town. Look, we just came by to let you know that whatever...
Did you just use air quotes?
Yes. Circus folk. You know, I know the people at home couldn't see it, but I'm pretty sure they could hear it in my circus folk.
Yes. I mean, we are obviously circus folk, so why would you use air quotes?
Oh, well, please. You know that there's a bunch of swindlers and con artists and drug dealers back in there. I came here to let you know that you gotta keep that in your camp. We're the law enforcement here in Willowside.
You are. Where's your badge?
Where's your shirt?
Where's your shirt?
Everyone knows.
I have a badge. I showed my constable's badge from... I took it off of Dick Boy.
Right.
Derrickus.
Derrickus.
Yep. I took it off of Derrickus. I show him my constable's badge.
Good God.
That's the Darian constable's badge.
It's magical too, right?
It is magical.
He leans down and he squints at it. Escadar, please. That's not what I'm here for. You're getting me off track.
It's a lot bigger than this town.
This town, Willowside, is an amazing city. It doesn't need a bunch of outsiders screwing us up.
Oh, so... What are you doing about the hunger and stuff, then?
Oh, we secure trade routes. People get food. Nobody's starving. Look at me. And he flexes. Huh.
Gustav did not look very healthy. He's definitely almost starving.
Gustav? Who's Gustav?
I don't know. We rescued him. He's a ranger.
Guy! Ah, Kristan! Look, you don't even know these people's names.
Well, no. I'm new in town.
Well, obviously. I'm telling you to stay new and leave alive. Don't mess with my town. And he stands up.
Did you just threaten me?
What? No, I'm telling you. I'm
pretty sure you just threatened me.
With what? No, I'm telling you to stay in line.
That sounds like a threat.
One of the guys behind, he's holding a staff, just kind of like taps his brother.
Lederick, they're letting you on. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Fine. Stay out of trouble.
Moonlight's having way too much fun to even be angry at these people.
Stay out of trouble. I don't want any funny business from you.
We're a circus.
Circus folk.
We do funny business.
Yeah, keep it in the show.
The whiz blows smoke at him.
Keep it in the... Look, you know.
I do know.
Don't break the law. Stay out of trouble.
Oh, do you have a pamphlet? I would like to know the laws. A pamphlet with the laws on them.
I don't have one of those that I just carry around with me.
How about, like, a big tablet or two?
With, like, 10 commandments or laws?
What are you... Look, there's...
The smaller of the three men, he's slender, he's got this, like, real... What's that haircut? The guy with the bow and arrow? That's a flop of some kind, right? Like a pompadour.
It's like a flopador.
A flopador, yeah. He's got a flopador for sure. Very narrow features. Come on, Lederick, let's go. He turns... Starts going away. And then Lederick says, "You're not going to let me get the last word, are you?"
"No."
"Stay out of trouble."
"If we get in trouble, what are you going to do about it?"
He goes and he reaches down towards his sword. He just goes, "I'm going to have to get serious."
Moonlight looks at him and goes, "I wouldn't do that." And it's not great. 29 intimidate.
His lips kind of quirk up in a smile.
"Do what? Could cleave you in half with this sword. This is a family heirloom and it's magical."
"Oh, you don't know the beginnings of magic, do you? Looks like your brother over there might, but you know nothing of magic."
The brother with the staff, who Moonlight's referring to clearly as the caster of the group.
He's right, let's just go. "You're not gonna get the last word on this one. They're circus people. This is literally what they do." And he like grabs them by the arm and starts pulling them back.
Lederick is obviously having a difficult time being pulled away and not like getting the last word in.
As he turns away, Moonlight winks at him.
When they get 30 feet away, I'd like to do something.
Okay, because when they get about 30 feet away, he's going to do something too.
Okay, so this is going to be fun.
This might happen simultaneously.
I just want to mess with them. And I've got this fun toy that I want to use to mess with them.
Can I tell you what he's going to do, and I'll allow you
to
choose whether you do it
you
before
go first.
That? Or, okay. As he's being led away by his brothers, you know, they're kind of leading him necessarily. Not pulling him or pushing him, they just started him. He stops and he turns around and he unsheathes his sword in a big, fancy, dazzling way. And he, like, spins it around and he does some display. And then he points it at Moonlight and the circus and says, "You don't want to find yourselves at the end of the sword if you break the laws in Willowside. Don't do it!" And then he goes to, like, turn to back away so he could... kind of take off before you get the last word in, because you really wanted the last word.
I'm going to use my fun toy that I have not used yet, because there's just not a lot of opportunity for it, but I'm going to activate my Rod of Wonder at him.
All right.
Your what?
My Rod of Wonder that I've been carrying. Now I'm going to roll a D100, and we get a fun random effect.
I forgot about this thing. I don't even recall where you got it from.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
And I knew you forgot about it, but I've got it.
Well, I mean, you haven't used it ever, have you?
Have not used it ever.
Okay.
Where the hell did you get it?
Do not remember the specifics. We got it from somewhere in the Celestial Menagerie for sure.
I'm suddenly not remembering it either.
We talked about it, and nobody else wanted to take it. And I'm like, I mean, I'll take it just to do silly, chaotic
shit. What does it do?
A lot of things. We're about to find out.
Well, yes, let us know, because I don't remember.
Here it comes. I get a 46. What's 46? 46. I cast Gust of Wind at him, and I push him away from us.
So right in the middle of his, he's about to turn around and essentially threaten you to not break the law again, lest he's cut you down or put you in prison. He gets halfway through it. He pushes back, and the vest that he's got on is flapping in the wind, and he's pressing against it. He doesn't really quite get his sentence out.
He gets like the cheek flappy thing.
Yeah, exactly. His two brothers kind of snicker just a little bit, but they make certain that he doesn't see it.
Oh, they don't have to worry about that. Moonlight also then casts darkness on top of him. So they don't have to worry about him seeing it. Stupid humans, you can't see in the dark.
And like, he can't even hear himself yelling at us because of like the wind going through by his ears too hard. You better not. Because if I.
You could hear them staggering and fumbling and stumbling away through the sphere of darkness and the gust of wind from the Rod of Wonder. Lederick yells something back at you, but it's incomprehensible. He's too far away and just doesn't happen.
I look at Peach Brando. I do hope he comes back soon. It was fun.
We should send him a special invitation to the show.
We just might have to do that, Peach Pie.
That's all fun, and I loved it. And Moonlight and Peach Pie get a hero point.
Yay! Is this going to be like that guy whose name I can't even remember, who came to try and fuck up our circus, and then we fed him to a bar guest?
Do these people never learn?
I will not give anything away, but no, it's not quite like that.
Now we put on a show?
We're going to set up the show. We're going to do all the legwork for it here real quick, all the numbers and spreadsheet work. So,
okay, so we'll do tier 2 advertisement. Ted, what'd you get your society check?
30.
And that goes off of our circus DC, right?
Yeah, it's just a DC appropriate for the group's party level.
Well, that DC is 30.
Yeah, that's a 30, so you succeed. You generate anticipation equal to your level plus your charisma modifier, so a minimum 1.
13.
So let's spring for confections. We haven't really used it. We haven't really needed it because we don't really need excitement, but these people seem like they need some food.
Yeah, they need food more than we need excitement.
Do we plan on doing more than one here?
More than one.
Maybe.
Circus.
Circus?
Well, how far away is the tower? We never really asked specifically how far it was.
She said a few miles.
Definitely a few miles outside of town.
Well, it's not going to take more than like a day to travel there. Travel there same day.
Okay. We ready to do this shit?
We're ready to go,
I think.
On with the show!
All right, then let's go ahead and do the traditional fuck you roll. A 4 on the die is an equipment malfunction. The NPC with the highest trick level cannot perform in the show.
That's Miri.
So Miri has a...
her lute breaks or whatever the fuck she plays.
The strings on her violin break or... something drastic that she can't replace. Last minute, right before the show announcement.
She's fired. Literally, you've been in the circus for 10 minutes and you already...
That's not a good showing, Mary.
Not a good start. So that happened last time, too. It's like our brand new person was like, oh, nope, can't perform.
It sucks, but you gotta slot somebody else into Mary's slot.
Who would go with Moonlight and Boolaroo?
Jeb, why not?
Jeb's already in the big number.
Oh, never mind. I think it'd be fun to have Boolaroo and Moonlight at the end. I could join you and do something somber. I could just stand there and be a physical representation of sadness.
Just rain cloud and big sad clown.
If you want to do that, that
then Flynn and Ronk Ronk can juggle.
Maybe Miss Dancer fits.
Oh, yeah, maybe Miss Dancer could join you guys.
That's not a bad idea at all.
like that.
Miss Dancer has the aerial, agile, and beast traits.
Get yourself a unicorn. All right, it's decided.
So Miss Dancer flies around in the air while Boolaroo plays and I dance?
Yep, I like it. Maybe you dance on Miss Dancer while Miss Dancer flies around.
What level is Miss Dancer? 8?
Yes, Miss Dancer is level 8.
Sure, let's do this.
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's go.
This would be something that would have been discussed beforehand, but Estessa would very much practically insist on giving the opening announcement to launch off the circus. Will you let her do that?
Sure.
Okay. So in the center of the three rings at the big top, the spotlight goes up on Estessa, has this big, broad smile on her face, and she says, "People of Willowside, as part of my entertainment initiative, I am pleased to introduce to you the Circus of Wayward Wonders. Fresh from the recent tour of Escadar and the Swordlands, they will amaze and astound you. Cast aside your worries for the evening and enjoy the mystery and whimsy of the circus." It goes black and we go into our opening act. Now, because of the confections upgrade, you actually start with 1d6 plus 6 for the confections upgrade instead of the standard 2d6.
Well, we'll just roll that real quick.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
6, so 12.
12 excitement. Just right out of the gate, because, damn, look, these guys got food.
Told you they just needed some pretzels.
As I said, they're willing to pay for it.
In the northwestern bleacher, set of bleachers, you see Lederick, one of the Banyan brothers. Looks like he's the only one that attended the show in his very garish outfit. It's strange. Can I get perception checks from everyone real quick?
Of course.
Looks like a bunch of 30s, except for the wiz who rolled performance.
Yep.
He's still trying to do a performance. He's like, "Guys, let me join the circus."
Guys, am I in the circus? Look at this performance I can do.
The striking contrast to Lederick's frame is very apparent. He looks healthy. He's hale. Next to the rest of the people that are here, he looks like he's been eating like a king, comparatively.
Do you work out, bro?
He lifts.
But he's also getting food from somewhere that the rest of people can't.
Yeah.
All right, so the opening act, this is going to be Dingo, new from Turpin Row. Who's going to be rolling for Dingo?
We're doing it right now?
X-Man.
Go for it.
Roll for Dingo.
What's he get?
Dingo's a plus 19.
Big 27.
27. Dingo's DC is
exactly what he needed.
So that is perfect. Dingo is... his first trick check is a success.
Acrobatics?
Yeah, acrobatics. Let's go with that. They brought in a shallow pool with some logs in them so that he could do the rolling log acrobatics and spinning along with the jumping off of and backflipping from trees that are on end, and the crowd loves it. Do you want to go for a second trick?
No.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Did he have the agile trait?
Dingo does have the agile trait.
Can I say yes?
Do it again then. Would it be plus 14 this time?
It would be a plus 15 this time.
Spencer's action point.
We got
we can send in the clowns.
We got clowns. But
fine.
There's only one trick this time around, so you're right. Bubbles comes out just as one of the logs starts wobbling as he lands on it from one of his flips.
Yeah, because it's not a critical failure. That turns it into a success. So.
Yeah, so it is a success. Bubbles comes out and comically waddles his way around the pole to keep it upright while Dingo's doing his trick, saving it.
So, band leader, after each trick, may choose to gain bonus anticipation equal to half level.
I do that.
So, you do that twice?
At the end of each trick?
Yes.
After each trick.
I do that twice, then yes.
We're going to go flying by this anticipation, but it'll give us more money this way.
So not necessarily shooting for the critical success?
I mean, we'll see when we get to Boolaroo and Moonlight, but I think we're going to be way past it. Because we're already at 38 anticipation, or excitement, out of 46 anticipation.
Wow. Okay. Well, then that takes us over to the build-up act.
Runk Runk. Ted, you want to roll for Runk Runk?
Sure, what am I rolling?
Runk Runk gets a plus 22 to their athletics check.
26 athletics.
That is a failure.
Ooh.
So I'm sending the clowns and call it a day.
Clowns!
Sending the clowns.
Runkirk got nervous as a robot. Or a construct.
Golems, yeah, man. The sentient golems. Somehow Runkirk got that sentience and getting cold feet. But that's okay.
Band leader, at six.
At six.
All right, that takes some peach pie.
You got it. I'm going to make an athletics check. Juggling those things real hard. 29.
Jesus Christ.
I'll use one of my action points because I have two.
One short.
31.
That is a success, though. We've already used the send in the clowns, so I think maybe we call that it good.
Call it good there.
Assuming band leader.
Band leader six.
Play some music. Okay. Big number, Jeb and Turtle.
Hell yeah. Give me those nature checks.
And you get a plus one?
From the animal trait, yes.
Rex Tyler?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Gotta reset.
I'll use my action.
Wow.
I haven't rolled above a five on
guys.
These. Here we go. It's a nat 20.
Pretty close.
42.
That is a critical success.
Yeah, it is.
Goddamn right. Me and Jeff and Turtle fucking killing it. And then I shoot a fucking lightning bolt into this guy.
Yeah!
Wait, was that plus six to my... Oh, what did that do?
They could add six to the excitement generated.
Oh, yeah. I might have lit the top on fire, so somebody's going to need to put that out. Am I rolling a second one, or are we good with the...
It's up to you guys.
I mean, we don't really need another one.
Okay.
So, move on to Miss Dancer, I guess.
As the lights go down to prepare for the finale, a roar, a screech can be heard from outside the tent. It's muffled and distant at first.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
And the crowd is whispering silently and talking to each other in quiet tones. Half, is this part of the show, or... Half, are the dinosaurs finally here?
Finally here? Jesus. The fucking pterodactyl? Fuck.
Knowing that it's not part of the show, the performers backstage also get nervous. They start bustling about. There's this murmur happening in the audience. They're not nervous. They think they know that it's part of the show, but you guys know it's not.
Do we, though? Where it's like, Jeb, now what the fuck did you do?
The professor goes and you see him making stage directions to have the stagehands turn on the lights. The lights all come up, and as the lights come up, this just absolute rending sound of the canvas. It's that loud ripping as it is torn asunder, and through the hole flies a pterodactyl, a dinosaur, with a Zolgath riding on its back.
With a Zolgath riding on its back?
A Zolgath riding on...
Oh, shit. This just got much more interesting.
The dinosaur, and the Zolgath comes through, and then three more dive down through the hole with him. First things first, everybody, the whole audience, erupts. There's pandemonium. People are ducking for cover in their seats. Some people are jumping off the side of the bleachers and going under the bleachers. People are starting to run out. The Zolgaths each throw a singular bomb into the crowd.
Into the crowd? Those fucking Zolgaths!
The alchemist fire hit the crowd and they explode. And when they do, the people who are around are screaming in terror. Lederick, with his sword drawn, is pointing it at the Zolgaths, shouting demoralizing words at them. He's going to be using demoralize actions. Come and fight me, Zolgath scum!
Have at thee!
But the wizard and his spell slime, the spell slime sends you a little emoji, just a little exclamation mark. There's something magical about this. There's something magical about the thoughts that you're having right now in regards to this man.
Been there.
You're having magical thoughts about this man?
Been there.
The wizard's thinking to himself, why does this guy look so much healthier than everybody else in the crowd? So, in the absolute eruption of pandemonium, I do want everybody to give me initiative.
On dinosaurs interrupting our show, Ledric trying to be a hero. This place is an absolute circus. A little bit shorter episode this week. Sometimes that's just how the timing works out. Next week, we will be launching into what I promise is a huge and wonderful combat. But how will it end? Find out next time as we continue the Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.